Air quality is a hugely important part of our everyday lives. Poor air quality has the potential to affect our health. According to the HSE webpage, poor air quality has the potential to increase symptoms of those suffering from lung diseases and cause inflammation and worsening of heart disease. To learn more about this, I spoke with Mick Boyce from Kerry County Council's Environmental Department. He explained a bit to me about air quality and how it is measured.
My name is Mick Boyce. I'm with the Environment Section here in Kerry County Council. My role would be generally across the environment area, but air quality is one of the issues that we deal with here, certainly. I suppose to me, air quality is about the air we breathe. It sounds a bit simplistic, but that's the reality of it. It's making sure that the air we breathe is as pure as possible. At the end of the day, I suppose fundamentally it's a public health issue, in the sense that we want to make sure that, as I say, the air that people are breathing is as clean and as clear as it can be. I suppose that's ultimately what we're about in this area, you know.
Do you want to explain a bit about how air quality is measured?
Okay, so here in Kerry we have two permanent monitoring stations which were installed with the support of the EPA through what's called the Ambient Air Quality Monitoring Programme, which is a national programme which established stations around the country. So we currently have two stations located here in Kerry, one in Tralee and one in Killarney. So they're permanently located at both of those sites, and they monitor air quality on a constant basis. So they're taking samples of the air every 15 minutes. The items that they monitor for, the compounds or the substance monitor for here in Kerry, are what are called particulates. So primarily there's two types that are monitored here in Kerry, what are called PM2.5 and PM10. So they'd be very small, minute particles of dust or maybe moisture particles that are measured, as I say, on a constant basis. So the information and the data from those two monitoring stations is uploaded to a national website, which is maintained and hosted by the EPA on their website. The link is airquality.ie. So in relation to the two sites in Kerry, and similarly, you know, the other sites that are located around the country, you can access, or anybody can access, that information on an ongoing and constant basis through that website, the airquality.ie website. So if you go onto that website, you're able to click this little map there that'll show you the locations of the monitoring stations. You can click on the particular monitoring station that you're looking for information from, and that'll bring you into the location. It'll give information on the site location, I suppose historical data on the air quality at that location, as well as updated information on a constant basis. So, you know, there's a constant feed of information from those two sites and the other sites around the country into that system.
People in Kerry are blessed with beautiful coastlines, but the sea air is a benefit in this situation.
I suppose maybe just looking at Kerry in the context of Ireland, I suppose we're lucky in the location we're in, you know, obviously sitting at the edge of the Atlantic with the prevailing winds coming in off the sea. So from that perspective, air quality in Kerry and Ireland in general, but particularly in Kerry, is actually overall quite good. I suppose in the national context, our quality would probably be better than, say, maybe some of the larger city areas, particularly in the East Coast and whatnot. In the European context, Irish air quality again would, you know, generally be better than you would see often in continental Europe, again because of our location at the edge of the Atlantic and the prevailing winds, etc. Having said that, while air quality in Kerry is generally overall fairly good, there are issues, and there are issues periodically, and we would see that again. We're only just after talking about the air quality monitoring stations we have here in Kerry, but I mean, we do see periodically issues from time to time, particularly in certain weather conditions. And I suppose primarily we're looking there at the likes of the cold, calm weather conditions that we saw, for example, in January. And unfortunately, in those kind of conditions, we have seen, I suppose, air quality issues, particularly in some of our urban areas. And look, I'll come back to that.
It's important to get to the root cause of poor air quality. Mick explained the relevance of NOx and SOx and what people can do to reduce their own impact.
In terms of air quality, the kind of, I suppose, issues that are looked at, are the type of substances or compounds that are looked at nationally, would be the likes of ammonia, what are called NOx and SOx, the nitrogen oxides and the sulfur oxides. But particulates, I suppose, are the main issue that we would look at here in Kerry. And as I mentioned, our two monitoring stations are monitoring what we call particulates on a constant basis. Okay, I mean, the sources of air pollution are varied. You know, they range from, I suppose, in the likes of nitrogen oxides, the likes of transportation, agriculture, in terms of the SOx, the sulfur oxides, the likes of energy generation, that kind of thing would be the main contributors there, or certainly a significant contributor. But maybe just focusing in on particulates, you know, the ones that would be of most interest to us here in Kerry, the main sources of those would be, certainly in Kerry, would be solid fuels. So the burning of solid fuels, the likes of coals and timber and that kind of thing, that's primarily the driver of air quality here in Kerry. And I suppose that's the issue that we want people maybe to be aware of and to focus on and look to be conscious of. Nationally, the government produced what was called the Clean Air Strategy for Ireland last year in 2023. So that's a kind of a document which sets out the plans that the government have in relation to improving air quality nationally. And it's actually a very good document, to be fair. It sets out the background. It gives very good information on, I suppose, the drivers and the main factors in air quality, etc. So it's a very good document. It's available on the government website, and I certainly encourage people to have a look at that. Locally, I suppose, you know, through our Environmental Awareness Office and that kind of thing, we're looking to try and what I'm doing here today is try and get the message out to people about air quality and what they can do locally to improve their own air quality for themselves and their friends and their neighbours. Obviously, we have a role in terms of oversight and regulating the activities that are going on here, particularly in relation to solid fuel. So our job would be, you know, checking to make sure that the types of fuels that are being put out on the market here in Kerry are meeting the standards and the regulations that are set out in that area.
You've kind of touched on this already, but if you had pieces of advice for just the average person listening that they could cut down their usage on something or change their way of looking at things, what advice would that be?
I suppose I keep coming back to particulates and the solid fuel issue, but it is, I suppose it's the one, well, it's not the one, it's one of the areas that people can definitely make a difference, okay? So, look, as people might be aware, there are regulations in place. They were beefed up and brought into more effect in 2022. But in effect, there are restrictions on the sale of certain types of fuel here in the country. In that regard, people need to be mindful of the fact that any solid fuel that they're using must be an approved fuel. And I suppose in that perspective, we're talking there about the low smoke fuels, the likes of the low smoke coals. Timber that has been dried to, it's a 25% moisture content is a limit at the moment, that kind of thing. So really what I suppose I'd be asking people to do is be mindful of the type of solid fuel that they're using and to make sure that if they're buying or sourcing solid fuel to burn in a stove or a fireplace, that it is approved. The way they can check for that is, you know, if they're going into their shop or retailer to buy a fuel like that, the bag or the packaging that the fuel comes in should have very clearly stated on it that the contents comply with the Air Pollution Act. It should include what's called the EPA registration logo. So in other words, anybody who's supplying those kind of fuels onto the market here in the country should be registered with the EPA. And every person who's registered gets a registration number. That registration number should be on the packaging. There should be a product code on it. So I suppose what we're saying to people is that, look, they need to be ensuring that any solid fuel that they're using to heat their homes has to be an approved fuel, and they should be checking to make sure that. Unfortunately, we're hearing anecdotally that people may be sourcing fuel from outside of the state, maybe going bringing stuff in from Northern Ireland that mightn't be approved. That's illegal. And as I say again, I come back to the point that this is all focused on public health. At the end of the day, you know, we can talk about air quality, but it's about, again, our friends and our neighbours and making sure that they're kept safe and that they're that those of us who might be compromised, you know, that people that might have respiratory diseases or whatever. I come back to the point about it being a public health issue. Air quality, unfortunately, is very much directly linked to a public health issue. And unfortunately, poor air quality has an effect on people who may have respiratory issues. It has links to cardiovascular disease. It has links to certain types of cancers, etc. So the point I'd be pushing here is that people need to be aware of that and need to be mindful of the fact that if they're burning a solid fuel particularly, they have to ensure that that solid fuel is the appropriate type, it's an approved fuel, and all of that is focused on making sure that we're kept safe.
If you'd be interested in doing any further research, Mick gives some reliable resources. If people were listening to this and they wanted to do more research themselves, are there any reliable sources that you'd like to give?
I mean, the likes of our own website has information on it. Nationally, in terms of the likes of the EPA, again, there's very good information out there on the EPA website around, as I said to you before, the airquality.ie website has real-time air quality information on it, but it also has a lot of useful information around solid fuels and other air quality issues, etc. The Department and Government websites, the DECC website, would have information again around particularly solid fuels and that kind of thing. The Clean Air Strategy for Ireland that I mentioned again is a really good source of information on air quality. To be fair, there's a very, very comprehensive set of background information in that document. And again, it's a very good source of information around that, you know. There's also some very good information on what's called the Air Quality Index for Health. And just to explain what that is, it's an index from 1 to 10, 1 being very good air quality, 10 being very poor quality, and obviously the range is in between that as well. But in terms, again, of that website, what you're able to see is the Air Quality Index for Health at any location at any point in time. So coupled with that, then, depending on the air quality index for health at any point in time, there'll also be some information provided for, you know, public health information, maybe for the general population, but also for those that might be, you know, medically compromised or whatever. And the advice might be that, look, depending on the air quality at any point in time, the advice might be that air quality is good, therefore people can, you know, be out about and do their exercises, etc., as normal, ranging right up to, in circumstances where air quality is very poor, it might be advising people maybe to remain indoors for a period of time, particularly if they're medically compromised or whatever. But again, it's about, I suppose, accessing the information. And again, I encourage people to go look at the likes of the airquality.ie website. There's some really good information on air quality issues, public health issues around that whole area.